First skate in with the guys today, and to be honest, I was battling the conditioning side of it more than you know what I'm dealing with. So I don't think it'll take too long to get that back. I think another few days, I should be feeling really good.
I was outside listening to you talk at the Fan Fest yesterday. Overuse injury, training injury?
Yeah, later in the summer, I usually ramp it up pretty hard to try and get as ready as I can for camp, and just ended up, overdoing it a little too much, and a little bit of a setback. But the way I'm feeling now, there's really no concern how I'm gonna feel come when season starts.
Other than the injury, how was your summer?
It was good. I spent it out in Kelowna, so can't really complain. Definitely about the weather there. So, it was good to relax, but a little too much time to relax. It's nice to get back at it.
I know you came in that trade through the season last year, a summer of kind of dwelling over last season, and being with the Jets coming in now. How do you feel about this year, and where do you feel you are with this organization?
When the trade happened, it was, I've said it a bunch of times, but it was a whirlwind. Mentally, I didn't know what to think. A week or two in, I really found a home with this team. And it's nice to be starting with them in September here instead of jumping halfway through. And, I'm excited to get a full year in with these guys.
You were vocal with Drew about having him re-sign here. Take me through that moment when you found out he was staying.
I was just happy to see it. I saw it was, you get those notifications or whatever, and I saw that he signed, and I texted him right away, and it was really good to have him back.
Paul Maurice talked about yesterday about how there's quite a lot of systems that they run here that are, it takes quite a while. It took even the whole team a while to get used to it last year. Jumping in probably wasn't that easy right off the bat. It must be nice to have a full training camp to work into those things for you guys this year.
Yeah, you have a good 3 weeks here to practice those things. Whereas when we got traded, we had to jump into a game the next night. So, definitely nice to work with the guys and get ready to start executing for when the season starts. And it's good to get the young guys into it too, so they know what to expect coming in. And we worked on it a lot today, and you can tell there's a learning curve there for some guys, but I noticed once if it's executed properly, it's a really good system.
Take us back. You and Drew said an awful lot about how welcome you felt when the trade. What is it? Give us an example. Why did you feel so comfortable in the room right away?
It comes down to the players and the people on the inside, the coaches. The best I can describe it is, basically a week into being with the team after the trade, it felt like we had been there the whole year, and I think that just shows how welcoming the guys were, and how relaxed everyone was around each other. Everyone's really easy to get along with, and that developed some chemistry going onto the ice too.
I know you mentioned this as well, but the difference between kind of living out of a suitcase after the trade versus now, you have a chance to, get your feet wet and know the town and all that stuff. That's got to be like night and day.
Yeah. It's tough when you come to a new city, especially for me who likes to eat. I didn't know any of the good spots to eat, so it took me a while to get used to that. And I've found some pretty good spots now, so that's all I need.
What, do you want to give the shout out so you can get a free meal?
No. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Last year it became very evident early on this team was, they were making the playoffs. That was their goal. Where do you see this team going this year?
For me, I've never been a guy that likes to say, we're going to be a playoff team this year. For me, it's taking it, at most 1 week at a time. Even when the trade happened, Drew and I knew what situation we were going into, and the best thing that I did for myself was I just took it one game at a time. I didn't look at the standings too much, and I don't like looking too far ahead. I know with what kind of team we have, if we go into each game focused on that game and focused on executing in that game, you know, we'll see success.
Do you feel kind of reinvigorated? I know that something that came up after the trade too, but you know, you've kind of found your game and your confidence and all that again?
Yeah, I mean, I've got asked that a lot. You know, I felt I had gained a lot more confidence back in Buffalo as well. It was a tough situation where we were in Buffalo. I mean, we weren't spending that much time outside of our defensive zone at the time that I got traded, and it's a tough game to play. And you know, when we did come to Winnipeg, it was at that particular time in the season. You know, Winnipeg was in a better position, and you know, you didn't have to focus on playing, you know, defense for 25 or 28 minutes of the game. So, you know, it allowed, I think, you know, not only for Drew and myself, but I noticed the way the guys played the game here, it allows for each and every guy to get a lot out of what they can do. And we're going to try and carry that over.
Have you cut the cord completely, or do you still keep an eye on what's going on there in Buffalo?
I think it's more that I keep in touch with the guys. You know, as long as I was there, you know, developed a lot of really good friendships. There were a lot of really good guys in that dressing room. You know, as far as hockey goes, you know, I wish them all the best, just not against us. You know, it's more just keeping in touch with old friends and seeing how they're doing.
Where does this team have room for improvement this year?
You know, I think it varies throughout a season. I think you could be really strong in one area and not as strong in another area, and it might, you know, start flip-flopping throughout the year. I think it just comes down to focus and execution. You know, I think when you talk about improvement in a certain area, it's a general term. And for me, it's focusing on your job and what you have to do and working with the other five guys on the ice. So it's for me, it's just come in with focus and making sure you're ready to execute with each other.